Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Carrying the Burdens of Everyday Life.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Many of us are far removed from rural life with oxen and yoke. When I hear this gospel, I remember when as a child there were oxen pulls at the county fair, or movies with them pulling a wagon. A yoke requires two to pull it. The secret of the yoke is that the burdens are shared, and there is a strength not present in one alone. Animals need to be trained so they work together to pull the load. We live in difficult and confusing times, the time of preparation for Christmas, in a year filled with disasters, homelessness, refugees, death, illness, climate change. How we choose to live carries its own burdens. How do you carry the burdens of everyday life? Head held high or bent over from its weight? Alone or with another? To what yoke do you bind yourself? Does it bring you hope? Jesus offers, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." We might be tempted to say a sarcastic, "Right." But then it is Christ who is willing to pull on the yoke with us, if we are willing to learn, to trust and pull in union with him. When we carry our burdens alone, we are worn in time and the burdens grow. What spiritual practices are we doing this Advent so we can know and learn from Christ? The union formed in allowing Jesus to carry it with us is a freedom, because God can do more than we can ask or imagine. The Christ who shares our burdens can come to us in surprising places, like the Samaritan or tax collectors in Jesus' parables. The yoke may be shared with friends, loved ones, or in the neighborhood at the store. Today, let us reflect upon what burdens us and those we love. What is the yoke we choose or offer to those in need? Can we use this Advent day to accept the offer of help and rest in Christ Jesus?